On today's episode, we discuss a new starting pitching trade target for the Chicago National League Ball Club. Wilson Contreras is about officially over on the north side. We'll get to that news. Plus, how much would it take? Let's go.
Locked On Cubs, your daily Chicago Cubs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Cubs. Alongside Sam Olber, I'm Matt Cozy. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. We're lifelong fans taking our passion into a discussion with you on all things Cubs. We're recording here for a Wednesday episode. Please that you could join us whenever and wherever you may be listening as we record here on a Tuesday evening. Wow, was there a lot of Cubs news and notes today? We're going to start digging in with our blue and red shovels right now. Sam, how was your Tuesday? And looking forward to getting into it with you and chopping it up.
I'm full.
Great. So we're going to go over a few different topics here. The Cubs need a starting pitcher, right? We all know that. We've talked about that frequently on this program. Originally, it was thought that it was going to be a free agent target. Then the trade market became an idea. Then back to free agents. Now it looks like it might be back to the trade market or maybe a little bit of both. And we'll follow up on some Cody Senga stuff later in the week. But Pablo Lopez, Miami Marlins right-handed starting pitcher, is on the trade block. And I think the Cubs should be firmly in that race, don't you?
Well, Matt, it depends. A very interesting trade target, somebody that I've connected the Cubs with for about a year or so ago. The Marlins need bats. There's no secret there. Sandy Alcantara is one of the premier pitchers in baseball. They'll get Sixto Sanchez back next year. They have tons of other arms that they really like. They do not have any bats. So the first question we must ask ourselves is what is the return, or what are the Cubs going to give the Marlins back for a pitcher like Pablo Lopez, right? Well, what are the Marlins going to want? Because I think they are going to want at least a close to major league ready bat. So where do we go there? We're not giving up Brennan Davis for him. We're not giving up Canario for him, especially now that he's injured. Is there anybody on the current team that they would give up for him? No. So that's where I think this deal gets a little bit murky is what do the Cubs give up? Now, let's look at the pitcher, Matt. Let's look at his 2022. 10-10 with a 3.75, kind of similar to Mr. Urquidy, how did I say it again?
Urquidy. Jeez, it's no wonder we got all those views.
Durable, 32 games started, 180 innings pitched, just a measly 157 hits. He struck out 174 with a very solid 3.75 ERA with a 3.71 FIP. Just a solid pitcher. Now, this
probably
is
the best season of his career.
This is the key point. Had a better year in 2021, but he only started 20 games.
Right.
This is my key point. I'm okay with it. I support it as long as that's not the pitcher move. If it's trading for Lopez and signing a Senga, sign me up. But if it's just Lopez and it's Lopez, Stroman, Steele as your three, I still need another guy to really solidify this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that they're going to try to sign somebody and trade for somebody. It looks like the big name in free agency, it seems like it's trending like it's not going to happen. That a team is going to outbid. You know, there's going to be there's like Trey Turner rumors today about the Phillies outbidding everybody. Well, what if the Rangers outbid everybody for a Rodon or DeGrom? That's been a team that's been linked to spending big dollars on a pitcher. So it looks like they're not going to reel in somebody like that in the free agency market. However, you're going to get a super quality pitcher in Senga, hopefully, as a free agent, which would be great.
Yeah, you know, it's not a done deal.
But. I know it's not done, but what I'm saying is, so this is a long version of, I like what you're dishing out to me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna that's a line I'm gonna get in at the buffet for sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get in that pitcher's buffet. I'm gonna get, you know, a lot of different ingredients, and that's gonna happen multiple different ways. You know, you could go in with the spoon, you could go in with the fork, you could go in with however you want. I think that if you get two quality guys, one via free agency, one via trade, that would be fabulous. I'd be excited. And I would say a Lopez trade or a Senga signing qualifies as doing something big on this show and having the balloons ready. I personally have some over here. But
we're not getting the balloons out for Lopez trade.
You'd bring one out. You'd bring one out.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And listeners, please answer this question.
Oh, I'm going to talk about the return as well after this.
Would you trade Ian Happ for Pablo Lopez?
No.
You would not?
I would not.
Let me look at
what's
his contract status like?
Lopez is signed through 2024.
And Ian Happ's a free agent after next.
Yeah, so it's one more year of control with Lopez over Happ.
Right.
Lopez is coming at an affordable price. They'll have arbitration this winter, arbitration next winter.
Yeah.
Projection looks very modest. So, but here's the thing with Happ, right? So you want to contend in 2023. You bring over Lopez, you trade Happ. Well, yeah. Who plays left field?
Maybe because they're not going to spend that big money on a Rodon, they got more money to spend on another outfielder. Maybe it's a Benintendi.
Interesting. Well, I think Happ is better than Benintendi.
He is better than Benintendi. So, but I don't
think the value is going to be Happ.
Can I get the butt out?
I don't think it's going to be Happ.
Lopez and Benintendi are better than Ian Happ and nobody.
Yes, but couldn't we just do this all night?
No, but I'm just saying, again, you say you don't think the return is going to be that. What do you think is going to be the return for a pitcher with 2 years of control that's very solid with a team that needs ready now bats? Franmil Reyes?
So John Heyman said today that over the summer.
I don't care what he says.
Well, I'm having to support my point with evidence.
Okay.
Take my English class, bro.
Yeah.
Claim evidence reasoning.
Yeah. Heyman. Never mind.
So John Heyman reported that over the summer, the Marlins and Yankees were discussing Lopez, and one of the possible returns was Gleyber Torres. You remember him?
I do.
And so Heyman was writing in his piece that maybe the Marlins are seeking major league infielders. So Happ does not qualify as that. He is a major league return. But so what I had in my rundown, Sam, based on that was
Nick
Madrigal or Chris Morel. Chris Morel and Nick Madrigal, especially Morel, have tons of team control left. You put a minor leaguer or two in there, maybe even a top 30 prospect. Okay. The deal's done.
Okay, so I like that. I don't think you could get done with a one for one. I think it'd have to be three. I think it'd have to be Madrigal and Morel.
Okay, interesting.
I mean, if they could spin Madrigal and a 25th ranked prospect or Morel and a 25th ranked prospect, that's a steal, because this is a guy that could, I believe, now is this guy a number one? No, but is he right in the level of a Marcus Stroman? Absolutely. I mean, this is a guy that could start a playoff game,
right?
But again, I have to emphasize, I have to stay consistent. I still want that 11.5 strikeouts per nine guy, and he's not that, but he's good. I mean, he would slot in right in there. If they didn't make another signing for the rest of the thing, he'd have a real case to start opening day.
Yeah, he was that good, and he also goes deep in his outings. I have some nuggets here. Only 7 of Lopez's 32 starts were shorter than 5 innings, yeah. And half of them, 16 of 32, were at least 6. So
yeah,
he's durable in his starts as well.
He's good, and it's pretty exciting. the flexibility the Cubs have. It's interesting, the Morel Madrigal piece. You win that debate.
Wow, I surprised myself there.
I'm excited about that because
Morel and a prospect and a minor leaguer or two for Lopez.
I wanted Rodon or I wanted DeGrom, but if you go Sangle Lopez, that's even, you know, that covers that.
I think as fans, we have to start thinking that. I don't think the Rodon or DeGrom ship is coming.
Matt, Senga, Stroman, Lopez, Steele with maybe Hendricks as your five with a bunch of guys that could get you to the back end, like Wisniewski and Thompson. That's a deep group.
It is, and you still have all those swing pitchers as well.
Yeah, Smiley, Thompson, Alzolay, Wisniewski.
Sampson. He was the best pitcher in the big leagues.
Yeah, he beat Sandy Koufax in the mid-60s. Yeah. So, yeah, okay, cool.
It's exciting, right?
Yes.
You know what else is exciting?
No.
Keeping your home safe.
Yeah, it is.
If you've thought about securing your home with home security, have been putting it off, you'll want to listen up. Right now, Locked On Cubs listeners can order their number one rated Simply Safe home security system for 50% off. This is their biggest offer of the year, and you won't want to miss it. Another thing you might not want to miss is the Cubs trading for a young, controllable starting pitcher. And if that deal is, you know, about 50% off as well, you could do a Madrigal or Morel and a couple of prospects. You got to jump on that, and you got to jump on Simply Safe. Simply Safe was named the best home security system of 2022 by U.S. News and World Report. That was for a third year in a row. 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simple Safe to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real so you can get priority police response. Simply Safe is whole home security with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door, HD security cameras for inside and out, smarter ways to detect motion that alert you only when a threat is real, and even hazard sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. With the top-rated Simply Safe app, stay in complete control of your system anytime, anywhere. Arm or disarm, unlock for a guest, access your cameras, or adjust system settings. Don't miss your chance to save one big on the only security system out there. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. SimplySafe.com/LockedOnMLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Welcome back in, Locked On Cubs. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. Pleased to be with you for a Wednesday episode. Breaking Wilson Contreras news on this Tuesday as we record, as the Cubs, according to reports, did put in the offer to Contreras as a qualifying offer of 19.6 M's, and Contreras has already declined that. So what was probably inevitable, I know on previous episodes we did poke around at Contreras accepting that, but it seems like he really is desiring a clean break and wants to test his own market.
First of all, there's Michael Jordan with a game on the line. There's Lionel Messi's left foot. There's JFK in front of a microphone, and there's you reading an ad. Yeah, I think that Tigers report, did you read that with Contreras today or yesterday?
Made
it seem like he's gonna end up getting a big deal. So I thought that there was a chance he'd be like, well, listen, I'm not gonna get a deal, but there's starting to obviously be murmurs of some team, just like the Tigers did with Baez, just like the Rockies did with Bryant, that are just gonna spend and overpay him. So why not? So the Cubs will get that compensatory pick now. Mm-hmm. It works out. It is what it is. I say this with all due respect to Mr. Contreras, because he's not officially gone yet, and he has had a tremendous run as the Cubs catcher. I look forward to not having to discuss him once a week on the show. I'm tired of it.
Well, it has been fatiguing.
Yeah.
It has been to the point where, I guess from this side of the glass, I saw the writing on the wall, people haven't, or people don't want to, or people are just trying to manage their Contreras emotions or their Cubs emotions. But Jed Hoyer wasn't really interested in bringing this player back.
Correct.
It was clear.
It's obvious.
I think there's probably even a little more to the story that,
sure,
you know, probably isn't necessary to talk about here right now.
Well, it's not necessary to speculate unless you're with
true. What we don't have to speculate
on.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to speculate. I'll follow that. Follow up on that later. Okay. What I don't have to speculate on is you know, his catching ability.
Right.
And even if you have three challenges a game with the automated system starting in 24, you still got to be able to catch. And I think where this is headed is a team like the Tigers, perhaps the team out by the Arch as well. Maybe a team on the West Coast that we just have no clue about. That is going to pay a big number for Contreras. And we'll see how he does. You know, the more power to him. I think he's going to end up DHing more than he catches. I think you might see him maybe at another secondary position as well on the infield. But
really?
Yeah, I think maybe you could see him at first
for
like, you know, maybe a team that's out there. But
yeah, no, sure.
Let's wait and see.
And I have nothing else to add.
Okay, so, well, the other thing.
Yeah, I don't know, a little cough.
The other thing just with Contreras is, you know, this puts the Cubs now in clear position to pursue, speaking of trades, you know, pursue catchers.
Sean Murphy, Danny Jansen.
Yeah, yeah. Two great trade targets right there. Do the Marlins have somebody they could put in the Lopez deal and have to do
some HW
on that?
Stallings. What's his name?
Oh, Jacob Stallings.
Jacob Stallings. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he would make much sense.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Jansen would be a great upgrade, Murphy. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Speaking of shaking out, you could do that with, you know, the money in your wallets. And we're going to spend some money with how much would it take the debut on this program coming up next. Welcome back in to Locked On Cubs.
My segment.
Thanks for making us
this
your first
my
guest
game.
Every day. On our old program, we had many recurring segments. We're starting to bring those back the last couple of months. We have done best and worst in the week for a while. Now we're going to bring in how much would it take? Sam
sure.
made this about 2 years ago, and he's going to lead us off right here.
Simple game, guys. How much would it take? How much money would it take for you to do something that you probably don't want to do? But I'm going to flip it. I'm going to make it a little Cub theme, and there's going to be a couple, maybe one question, Matt, that's how much would you give in order for this to happen? So a little flipsy-dipsy, prepared for this, wrote some stuff down, thought about it for about a total of about 3.5 minutes today. So let's get it started with how much would it take, Matthew F. Cozy, for you to
I can hear you
to go to the home opener this year,
right,
in a Christian Yelich jersey?
I would say
this is a fun segment, guys. We're having a little fun.
At least a high three-digit number. I'm just going to throw that's on the top of my head right away as you ask the question.
A high three-digit. Can you just, yeah.
Something in the 800 or 900s.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but as I process it.
Yeah.
I think Milwaukee is the team I dislike the most right now.
Don't say that city on air.
And that would be the player that I have the most issue with.
Sure.
So my final answer is going to be $1,500.
So what I can't stand about this segment is that you and I think so similarly, so it's not as fun. So I have 1500 written down.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So I'll up it to $2,000. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
It would have to be a $1,500 check for me. Cause I'll just say, hey, listen, you know, you can't sit there and say you're paid to do it. It's just a joke. I can't stand them. Whatever. I think I'll say $2,000.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. How much would it take for you to pick up and leave and move to St. Louis, Missouri?
Oh my gosh.
That's a bad city, folks. Let me tell you, an idea of a good time in St. Yeah. Louis, Missouri is taking your dog for a walk and picking up his remains. That's a Saturday night in St. Louis.
I would say 100,000. Because yeah. I have to get there. So that would cover my moving costs. That would cover my several months of, a lot of rent. If I rent a place, if I don't have a job right away in that crappy city, I would be covered there as well.
Well, yeah, I meant more like you're going to have a job. You're going to be fine. It's just the extra move. For me, it's $500,000.
Okay.
I don't want to be in that town. I got to be living really comfortably if I'm going to live in that town. Even if you told me my fantastic J job is movable there, I still need $500,000 to surround myself with that, folks. Okay. Next, we got two more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, two more.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm thinking of which one I want to do first. How much would it take, Matt, for you to become a member of the Southside fan base?
That's one of the best ones you've asked of all time.
Like, is there a number? So I'll go first. There is none. If you were to say an infinity amount of dollars, I would not give up my Cub fandom, because that's like saying, hey, Sam, how much would it take for you to commit a crime? I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be able to live with myself to enjoy the money. Every single thing my dad instilled in me as a child, I'd be throwing away. If I had $1 billion, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Wow.
So the answer is
gosh,
zero.
I love this team so much.
Yeah.
So I can't be a Cubs fan anymore?
No, and you have to really live it. You got to watch every Sox game, go to Sox games, root against the Northsiders, host the Locked On Sox show with Nick.
Oh, then it would take, it would take about, what would cover me and my hypothetical family for the rest of my life?
50 million?
Yeah, so I'd say 50 million.
And maybe your grandkids?
Right.
Yeah, for me, it's...
I'd put a number on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Okay.
For me, it's
and it's a large number, though.
And if you don't put a number on it, you die, kill me.
Okay.
Absolutely not. And last but not least...
Oh, my gosh, that was so good.
And last but not least, Matthew... How much of your own, and we're obviously, we're shooting, though, we don't have to get into you have a lot of, whatever. How much of your own dollars would you give for the Chicago Cubs to have Shohei Ohtani on the opening day roster next year?
Like to contribute to the actual ball club?
Yeah. They say, hey, we need this for you. How much would you do it if it guarantees he gets it? I'll go 10 G's.
There's no way.
I'd give 10 G's of my own money to have one of the best pitchers in the league and one of the best sluggers in the league, because that's how much I love this team.
Even if it was just for a year, because I've been seeing that the return would be astronomical, but it's really only for a year.
My whole thing is they say, Sam, if you give us 10 G's, Shohei Ohtani's a Cub, we'll take care of the rest.
There were a couple good comments today on the YouTube about your question. I don't know if you've seen those yet.
Yeah, people want me to resign.
I mean, every small amount counts, right?
No. It's just what's the most you'd be willing to mortgage your future for Shohei Ohtani? I'll start 10 G's.
I would say maybe one G.
It's shameful. Are you serious?
Yeah.
One G?
Yeah, because I know there's going to be other contributors, right? There's going to be other contributors in the fan base. So one.
No, you're missing. You're blowing. You're over. No, the Cubs come to you and say, "Hey, we need X amount, and it guarantees we're going to get Ohtani." What? How high?
What do I want to get in return?
Ohtani.
No, I'm sorry, but that's.
Answer is 1G.
It's a generational talent. He's better than Babe Ruth.
So for
but,
so,
but,
so,
but As deep of a connection as I have with this club, I'm not going to give 10 G's for a
baseball
player.
I'm not asking
player.
For 10 G's. Okay, so your answer is $1,000.
Yeah, I'll say 1,000.
Okay, for fine. Nothing wrong with it.
I mean, Jiminy Christmas.
I would give 10. That's just how much I care about this club.
Okay, great. If people want to play the scoreboard and come at me, that's fine. I won't
read
it.
No one's going to come at you. Don't. It's not going to be like that guy. Hey.
I don't read your stuff.
I read every comment and I try and respond to everyone. So please comment. If you insult Matt, I might give you a little winky emoji.
Yeah, I'm just trying to have some fun.
Okay, so 1,010. All right, those are my four questions.
$1,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, maybe in 1904.
But okay, how about this?
Yeah.
I don't want you to resign from the show to get Ohtani. Whatever crew that Hoyer brings in, I'll roll with that crew. I'll do the show with you still. I'm not going to do the show with somebody else.
Yeah, it's just...
Who are the other co-host options?
There's plenty of people that bring more value to me.
I don't mean it like that.
You know, there's a lot of people that wouldn't
you
have a cough.
You can't buy chemistry.
They wouldn't have a cough live on air.
I'm not going to buy chemistry for 10 Gs.
Now, you're a pretty good English teacher. Look up hypothetical in the dictionary, please.
I will. I'll start to after the show.
Pretend.
I take this stuff. I feel like it's the real world. You're just going to stare at me? All right. Yeah. I'll start wrapping up.
We've played this game like 50 times. I wasn't really thrilled with your performance. You were a little rusty.
Well, that's
speaking
okay.
of rusty, remember Jimmy Carter?
All right. Okay. So... Later this week, we're going to get into some Senga, some Abreu, perhaps some Correa, as Sam takes another sip of his jumbo water. And we're going to get into some player grades. We're going to break down any news that we have. And we're also going to talk about – so Friday, we know 100% is going to be our episode on manager David Ross, in which we also grade his 2022 season. So a lot ahead the next couple of days. Please stick with us here on the show. Anything else, Sam?
Nope.
Be sure to hit that subscribe button for Locked On Cubs on YouTube and smash the like button on all your favorite Locked On Cubs content, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your pods on the audio side. Drop us a text, 312-834-4634. And thanks for making us your first listen every day. How about your second listen, the Locked On Sports Today podcast? Locked On Sports Today is our 22-minute recap of the previous night in sports. It features local experts on each of the big stories, as well as the take of the day from one of the Locked On hosts. He's Sam Olber. I'm Matt Cozy. This is Locked On Cubs.